This is a guided meditation based on John's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 1 to 12, the story of Jesus healing a blind man at the Pool of Siloam. In the meditation, you'll be imagining that you are the blind person. Before we begin, I invite you to sit comfortably, put your hands in your lap, make sure you've got nothing in them, feet flat on the floor, and we're just going to take a moment to be calm, to close our eyes and to breathe deeply. So just take a few seconds to breathe in and out. Be aware that God is present. And as you undertake this meditation, I invite you to imagine yourself in the story and to do so in an attitude of prayer. To be open to what God might say to you through what you see and sense in your imagination. There'll be some pauses for you to imagine the scene and explore what it is that God might be saying to you. So in your imagination, take yourself back in time a couple of thousand years to an outdoor setting. The day is hot and dusty. You are sitting in a familiar place in the market. The smell of overripe food and sweaty animals is not new to you, nor are the flies that swarm about your face. The air is filled with voices, local merchants soliciting passing customers, the gossip of elderly folk, the laughter of children. You sit alone in silence with a hand outstretched, begging for small change from faceless figures in the crowd. You have been blind since birth and cannot imagine the kaleidoscope of colour which surrounds you. The world of sounds and smells is familiar to you, yet lacking something you cannot name. Blindness has brought you solitude. Distanced from the hustle and bustle of the marketplace, there is much time to think. What feelings surface as you reflect on your life as a blind beggar? What longings do you feel? What thoughts do you have as you contemplate your past and future? You hear approaching voices engaged in earnest discussion. A few men and women, maybe six in number. As you stretch out your hand, more out of habit than hope, the voices stop in front of you. What is happening? Sometimes a coin is thrown in your direction, sometimes a kick, but no one ever pauses for an instant. You cringe, expecting to be struck or spat upon. Someone speaks. Teacher, whose sin caused this person to be born blind? Was it their own or their parents' sin? What strange words. How do they make you feel? A man replies, and his voice sends a shiver down your spine. Although young, he speaks with father-like gentleness and authority. This person's blindness has nothing to do with their sins or their parents' sins. This person is blind so that God's power might be seen at work in them. I am the light that this person needs, that the world needs. What an astonishing statement. How do you react? Is it with wonder or fear? God's power might work in me. How do those words touch you? What hope do they bring? Impulsively, you reach out your hand towards this voice. A warm hand grips yours. You are startled. No one has ever touched you like this. But the firm and friendly grip brings its own reassurance. You hear the man spit, although now you do not flinch. He releases his grip and places a hand under your chin. You feel his gentle fingers, damp with water and mud, touch your eyelids. A warmth flows through his hands, a strength, a mysterious power. As this person speaks to you, you remember the name you heard, Jesus. Go and wash your face in the pool, he says. What does he mean? What has he done? Hands grab you and propel you towards the nearby pool. You fall shaking to your knees and thrust your hands into the cool water. You splash the refreshing liquid on your face and peer through the caked mud. A flash! Something stabs your mind, dim and getting brighter. Movement, shapes, colour. How do you feel? Glistening water and a reflection in the pool of a stunned face. Your face. I can see. It's a miracle. You turn around, overwhelmed by joy and gratitude, and see Jesus. In the silence, share with him your feelings at this time. People come and gather round you asking all kinds of questions. What happened? Who did this? And you turn around and Jesus is gone. What happens next? Now imagine yourself going home to the family who cast you out to beg. What is their reaction? What happens next in your life? I invite you to bring this time of meditation to a close. Take a moment to gradually bring yourself back to the present, and when you are ready, open your eyes.